Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, innovators. For those tuning in for the first time, what is TechNori? Well, put simply, TechNori is where startup companies come to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 companies have been featured, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. Absolutely incredible. Joining us now is Eat Pact. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Eat Pact. And Rebecca, how do you pronounce your last name?
Charlatan.
Charlatan. I was scared to say, I didn't want to go anywhere, so I was just going to bring it up.
Yeah, you got to get the Chicago accent in there.
I need to work on my Chicago accent. It's like, I talk to people from all kinds of, like today, this morning, I was talking to a guy from L.A., and his voice is like, you know, so bro, like so. It's just like, now my voice is that way. I'm like a sponge. So I'm excited to have you in here. This is one of the very cool, I think, companies that we've got here in Chicago butting up. It's also one of the coolest companies that also takes on like the spelling of the name, drop the E, so you just got the pact. Tell me about what you guys are doing and sort of how you are changing the landscape for kids.
Yeah, sure. So basically what we do is healthy, customizable school lunches for kids. So if you will, everyone's familiar with a Blue Apron. It's Blue Apron, but focused on-the-go meals for families and kids, and we're starting with school lunches.
Very cool. How did you, so what's your, I mean, your background, you're the founder of this?
I am. There's three of us, so I'm a co-founder.
So the co-founder. Get in trouble on the show all the time with this, the co-founder stuff, because everyone, you know, like everyone, I don't look at it this way. I look like founder, co-founder, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everyone should just say founder. It would make life easier for those of us in the media industry.
Fair We're point. Hey, but my co-founders are important. It's hard to start a business, so I am lucky to have two amazing partners. So I think that's why we harp on the co-founders.
Well, of course. Yeah. I didn't mean to leave them out. I think you were all founders of a great company.
Yeah.
What is your, and them for that, for the sake of this conversation,
yeah.
What is your background? How did you, one, I think it's important is, how did you identify a problem you thought you could bring a new solution to? Mm-hmm. And then we'll sort of dive into like your own personal growth to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So our story actually starts with my partner, Kara. She and I grew up together. So we grew up, all three of us are from Chicago. So Kara and I grew up in the Northwest suburbs. We've known each other since we were five. And when she had her second child, she called me as a friend and was like, I'm really struggling. Like, I would have thought I had blank canvases to create healthy habits with my kids. And the reality of having two working parents and trying to get everybody out the door in the morning, it's utter chaos, right? I think everybody with families can understand that. And she was like, I'm embarrassed with some of the habits that we're developing. And there's nothing really out there for me. And I imagine I'm not the only one. And it's interesting. So I have five nephews and two nieces. So I was like, oh my gosh, I see this all the time. I'm basically a professional babysitter. My sisters.
You too could use Ancestry.com.
Yes, I could. but it resonated with me. And I had actually just come back from living in Lima, where I was helping women start food and beverage businesses and export food products. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. We should start this business. And then we met our third partner, Nate Cooper, whose family owns all the Life Kitchens here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was a student at Northwestern.
Go Cats.
Yeah, go Cats. In the Kellogg's MBA program. And so he was just about to start. It was sort of one of those like serendipitous.
All the things were just lined up perfectly for it.
Yeah, like two friends who were solving, you know, our own problems. And then met somebody who had been in the food industry, also shared similar values with us just from a family perspective. And how we view food as a central
and had kind
part.
Of an entrepreneurial background and angle to sort of like
Correct.
Mesh it out and to like round out the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Very
so
cool.
It was one of those life moments where I was like, this really works. Like, we should do this. And it started out with us just, you know, solving our own problems and then talking to people and being like, this is bigger than just us. And we think we can help a lot of people. And let's go do it.
You know what's funny? Speaking of that exact sort of a lineup, is I've been talking to a couple of different corporations lately who are trying to figure out how to be more innovative, how to not like on the like buzzwordy version of
yep.
it where it's like we just want to be corporate innovators, but how to make their own team internally sort of think on their own, be different on their own. And one of the things you mentioned in your piece there that I thought kind of rung to me, that well, two big pieces. One, that the team matters. Like the different parts and pieces have to have parts that complement the other. But the one thing is, you mentioned that you were in Lima and you were working on projects. I think if you don't have those experiences, whether it's for social good or for your own good or for educational purposes, whatever it might be, the idea of jumping into a project like you did here probably would have been daunting. Like, ugh, I don't even know where to start. Versus having already started like multiple projects, you're like, that's just another one. And you just sort of roll into it.
Yep. And I also think my experience in Lima, like you could imagine, I was working for both big corporate philanthropy and then U.S. aid-funded philanthropy. Like, we were very resource-stricken. So I was like, sure, let's go start a business with no money.
Yeah, and why not? We've been doing this for, you know, however long. It's
right.
Nothing.
It was my reality that I've been doing for 3 years, so it didn't scare me. And the other thing that I think I see a lot with startups is if you are starting with a personal problem and something that really matters to you, it's less daunting because you're trying to, like, fix your own life. And it's not this, like, oh, my God, we're going to go solve a huge problem and be cool and innovative, right? It might become that, but it doesn't start that way. It starts so much more at a core problem that's personal and it matters. And so the drive is very different. And so I don't know how you replicate that in a huge corporate environment.
I think, what I've been telling some of the guys we've talked to is that they've got to have different projects that they're able to sort of work on with multidisciplinary teams. So if you can essentially say, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know if you remember, I think they still do this. Like, remember way back in junior high and high school and things, they would randomly pull kids out of class and you'd have like a challenge meeting, or they'd, you know, pick out kids and you'd have an opportunity to sort of meet with other people. I think that if you do that with businesses, you can give them a project that they're just working on. And it could be a passion project, ideally. Yeah. And then, you know, the next thing they don't, I just think it changes the way that you look at solving problems. I think you came from a position where did not have tons of resources. You did not have, you know, time. Like, there was all kinds of things. And so it's like, oh, just throw another one on there. Like, no big deal.
Right, exactly.
It was the same thing for me at Northwestern. That's how I got into this, was working on projects for school that were for different companies. And it was like, I've worked on a project for Google. I've worked on a project for Kraft. What's the harm in me doing my own thing? At least I get paid for it.
Right.
And I'm supposed to get paid for it.
I think the other key thing that you said was the difference in the team members.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that we really value at our company.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what we're doing is solving problems every day. And they're solving problems towards a goal that is changing how kids eat.
Yeah.
Right. That's our main goal, in helping really busy families do that in a way that they're proud of. But to get there, you're solving little tasks every day and little problems every day. And the different experiences and having different team members makes you do that in a more effective way. It's more creative.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm super proud of about our team. We have everything from MBAs to musical theater majors, ex-performers, right? And people who've taught themselves how to code. So it's been really, really key for us.
One question I would have for you is, particularly with kids, talk about ever changing. Talk about, like, the pace of things. I mean, we talk in tech about the pace of technology. I personally don't even think technology moves as quickly as children move. Everything is like fads and trends and, you know, mothers with new tips and ways to raise your child and new fads that pass and go and how to feed them and how to pack. And just, it's all craziness to me. How do you guys, particularly as a team that has a diverse approach to this or a diverse background, each one of you have your own unique kind of place, how do you guys come together to stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think the first like guiding principle, if you will, and that sounds sort of cliche, but when we started this business, one of the things that was super important to us was to not lecture. We're about being a partner to parents. Most of our customers are women, but it's parents too. And saying, like, we don't want to tell them what's right for their children. We don't want to tell them you need to be this way because this is what we know and what we're trying to tell you for your family. It's giving choice and giving that option so that families and parents and kids can do what's right for their families and for their lifestyles and how they want to create their families. So one thing that we've built into our product is just the ability to customize and individualization. So our lunches are actually modular. And so you can order something on a Tuesday and then mix and match it on a Wednesday, because if your kid wakes up, and to your point, they change their mind every day, right? Like, if they wake up the next morning and they're like, I don't want that sandwich anymore, or that wrap, well, that's fine, because you can mix and match. And it also allows us to say, we do have gluten-free options. We do have vegetarian options, but it doesn't have to be that way for you if that's not how your family likes to eat. So I think indirectly in answering your question, it's more like as a company, we're not trying to tell people what to do. We're just giving them the ability
to... Not putting walls up, essentially.
Right.
You're just making,
we're making it flexible.
And you know, it's funny. That's the one... There's been a handful of, and this is on the adult side, there's been things like Sprig, which I don't even think is... I don't know if
they're not here anymore.
Yeah, they're not here anymore. And I think... And I actually talked to their founder, Gagan, and it was like... I just felt like one of the parts it was missing with that kind of stuff is it's wonderful to be able to offer me healthy food choices and options and things, but if in order for you to execute your business, it requires me to make concessions. I feel like that's where all of a sudden you run into trouble with this sort of concierge, but not really concierge services. And with kids, it's even harder. So, I mean, for you guys, I think it's amazing that you're doing this in a way. The modular thing is brilliant. To not have walls and borders and basically saying, like, listen, we're not telling you how to change your behavior. You tell us how you want it, and we'll package it how you want it and make it available to you how you want it. That's brilliant.
Right, exactly. And the other thing that's really important to us is to involve the kids in the process. And so what we find from a lot of our customers is they sit down with their kids and they pick together. And that way there's ownership and it's all about choice. Like, there's so few things that we found that kids are actually saying, I can do this, I can do this. And it's like they can pick their clothes, they can pick what foods that they like and they don't like any given day. So it's really playing up that ownership and that individualization and giving it back to them.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's how change happens, right?
100%. Well, at least that's how it's supposed to happen. Yeah. Sometimes the polls are wrong. not to get political.
I was going to say, not to bring that conversation up.
Hey, it's okay.
Hey, you know, where do you think things are going next for you guys? I mean, obviously the school lunch thing, but then there's summer and there's all kinds of holidays. And there's, I think, another problem where, not to compare children with animals, but there are lots of products out there for pets, for
there
travel.
There are, yeah.
And having children are essentially at a certain age, not dissimilar than kind of pets and things when they're on the trip and travel. Moms are freaking out right now.
I was going to say, I won't tell my sisters that this was where the conversation
went. No, it's not going there. But the reality is, like, you're on the go. You're in the car, like, right now. It's Thanksgiving. It's in a couple of days. Or is it a day? I don't even know. I'm not a good holiday person.
It's in 2 days.
2 days. So I was right. A couple days. So driving to see, you know, grandma and grandpa, whatever it is, you can't just stop. You got to pack food. You don't want to be eating Burger King all the way along the way. Then you go sit down and have a huge fest. But then there's also grandma has like her recipes and kids don't usually like that. How are you guys sort of making this more like so that it'll play with family in the future so they're travel friendly?
Yep. There's actually like, I think the whole theme here is flexibility because our product is fresh sealed and it's sort of just ready to go when you are.
Yeah.
It's actually like the perfect tool for those types of moments in a family. So you have fresh fruit, you have, you know, a healthy snack because you can take our lunches and break them up. And so they're perfect to bring in the car. And what we're seeing for a week like Thanksgiving is it's at, hey, parents, you have a ton on your plate. Like,
literally.
Don't worry about the in-between moments. Like, you can focus on the meal that you're cooking for Thanksgiving or the fact that you need to get everyone out the door. We can handle the rest. And the same goes for Christmas. The same goes for, you know, summer road trips and the spring break times of the world. It's really interesting. Last summer, we just finished Techstars. And one of the things that we were doing over the summer was figuring out, okay, like, what is this going to look like for camps? And a lot of parents.
Camps, brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of the parents were like, you know, during the school year, we may have that plan figured out. But then, holy crap, like, summer hits and my life gets even crazier. This is perfect. So it's just a really flexible product. And I think that's why it's resonating with people.
Before I send you on your way and giving us where do people go to learn more about it and to actually use the platform, what would you say is that like the perfect age range for kids that are like this is essentially designed for?
Yeah, our niche right now is 5 to 8, 5 to 9. So it's that elementary school. That elementary school age is perfect.
It's that
for
pain
us.
In the ass age, is what you're saying.
It is, yeah.
Without saying it. Very cool. And where do people go?
Special. So, our website is eatpack.com. So, it's EATPAKD. And we are all over social with the same handle. So, everything is eatpacked.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. You can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.